Cryptocurrency is feeling more legit these days. There's a Bitcoin exchange on Wall Street, after all, and one crypto is tied to social impact. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton has the co-founder of a digital currency that is the first mobile cryptocurrency wallet for social impact. That conversation starts now.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. As always, cryptocurrency got a little less notorious recently when Bitcoin started trading on the CBOE. Now, you still can't short it, so I'm not sold on its true efficacy, but the chances are that institutional investors are going to start getting interested, which will push things much more mainstream. Another cryptocurrency combines the transparency and security of the blockchain technology with a social conscience. It's Pinkcoin. And its co-founder came to a place in his life where he wanted to combine his skills with his social goals. He's also a former professional poker player.
Poker is a zero-sum game, so if I win, that means somebody else on the other end has to lose. And over a 10-year period, you can imagine that just wasn't too spiritually fulfilling. So when crypto came along, I realized I could combine my strategic and logic skills that I learned from poker with my social conscience to do good in the world.
Pinkcoin recently launched a mobile app, making it the first cryptocurrency project to offer a mobile solution for cryptocurrency users who want to donate to charities. The news comes on the heels of Pinkcoin's having raised more than $500,000 for the National Breast Cancer Foundation, Donate for Life, as well as hurricane victims in Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico. Here's my interview with a Pinkcoin co-founder.
I'm Danny Johnson. I am a co-founder of Pinkcoin.
Let's get a working definition of Pinkcoin, and then we'll go from there, okay? What is it?
Pinkcoin is the premier blockchain for social impact. Our mission is to empower people to advocate for causes they believe in without the bureaucracy of the traditional giving process. We're a peer-to-peer decentralized cryptocurrency.
Okay, peer-to-peer decentralized cryptocurrency. A lot of words in there that my audience usually knows pretty well, at least from the feedback that I've been getting from them. Let's break each one of them down. Peer-to-peer meaning what? You can give right to me and my cause?
Yeah, so there's no central authority. There's no main server. Things go through. Every person who is a part of the Pinkcoin network acts as a node. It doesn't have to run through a centralized server hub. It can go from me to you directly, or you to somebody else directly through a series of these nodes.
Let's start with an origin story, Danny. How did you guys come to bring this to the market?
I've been in Bitcoin space, cryptocurrency as a whole, since 2013. And anybody who you ask about Bitcoin, maybe it might change a little bit now, but at least up to this point, the main feedback you'd get if you ask somebody about Bitcoin or cryptocurrency was, oh, it's a scam, the dark market, drugs, money laundering, all this stuff that painted in this just terrible light. We wanted to reshape the way people think about it because we see this space as so much more. It's got transparency, it's got decentralization, it's borderless, it's got low-cost transactions, and we think it can really change the world. So we wanted to reshape how people think about it and pave the way for social impact to be a big piece of this.
I admire your approach to this because there has been an uptick in impact investing. Recently, Morgan Stanley opened a huge fund for impact investing. So it sounds like you're in the right kind of space. I noticed, too, that you have a Reddit page, which is awesome. And I imagine that's because if you are peer-to-peer, it's really about user acquisition. How are you finding that going?
Yeah, you nailed it right on the head. It definitely is all about user acquisition and converting people into community members. And we've done an incredible job of it. We've been around since 2014. We have an ever-growing community of active members who are contributing to the project daily in the thousands and growing. We've grown since April, probably 5,000% as far as our user base goes. Mainly we communicate with our community on Twitter, and our Twitter now has well over 17,000 followers, up from about 2,000 in April. So I would say we're growing at an exponential pace, as is the whole space.
Let's make this a real quick teachable moment. I want to circle back.
I don't know, a teachable moment.
It could be a teachable moment for them. This
ends up being what's called a teachable moment.
What do regular cash-using folks need to know about cryptocurrency? Because there seems to be still, like you mentioned in your first answer, a little bit of a stiff arm, a little bit of a wariness.
Yeah, so what's really great about the blockchain is that it's all transparent. So when you give money to a traditional organization using cash, you just have to trust that that organization is going to spend the money in the way they say they are. So you have no idea once you give that $100 that maybe $90 of it's going up the chain to the administrative to pay administrative fees, and only $10 of it's going to actually support the cause in which they are marketing themselves to. With Pinkcoin and with blockchain, you get to see, okay, I donated this amount of coins, this number of equivalent of U.S. dollars to this project and organization, and you can actually see where that money went falling along the blockchain. So the transparency of it is absolutely game-changing, as well as the low transaction costs. So you can see, here's my $100 worth of coins that I donated. You can see all 100 of it went directly to the project, or if they say that 5% is going to administrative fees, 95% is going to the project, you can see that in real time on the blockchain.
Okay. I think that you're onto something again here, because blockchain is transformative technology, and I believe that major financial institutions will find ways to implement it sooner rather than later. For instance, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, says he's not going to talk about Bitcoin anymore, but he will talk about blockchain, and I'm glad that he makes that distinction. Yeah. So let's talk about your digital wallet. How are those built, and how secure are they?
We have a number of different wallets. So we have a desktop wallet. They're built native to Windows, native to Mac, native to Linux, and they are as secure as they come. I don't want to get into like the deep technicals of it, because
right.
I didn't build them myself.
Sure.
But from using them over the years, I can assure you that the only risk is user error. If you're using a Pinkcoin native wallet on a desktop, on PC, Linux, Mac, the only way you're going to lose your coins is if you expose yourself to vulnerabilities such as malware or any other thing that could make your computer or workstation vulnerable. If you encrypt your wallet and forget your passphrase, that's something we've seen over the years that people have done. They tried to get really complex with their passphrase, didn't write it down.
Danny, as a co-founder, how did you get involved? I mean, how did you decide that this is the route you wanted to go with? I understand in some of the pre-press that I read that you have a former career as a professional poker player. You've also done some philanthropy. Did it all just come together for you one day?
As I mentioned before, like blockchain and Bitcoin and cryptocurrency all had this terrible public image, and we wanted to reshape that. Yeah, I was pretty successful as a professional poker player and coach over 10 years. Did well financially. As some of you may know, poker is a zero-sum game. So if I win, that means somebody else on the other end has to lose. And over a 10-year period, you can imagine that just wasn't too spiritually fulfilling. So when crypto came along, I realized I could combine my strategic and logic skills that I learned from poker with my social conscience to do good in the world. And thankfully, I was able to meet with a few like-minded individuals, and we just started talking, and Pinkcoin developed. And the rest is history, as they say.
Danny, how do we get started with Pinkcoin? How would you suggest a listener might engage with this blockchain cryptocurrency?
I guess the first point of contact would be to check out our website at getstarted.with.pink. Secondarily, you can check us out on Twitter at @pinkcoin_. We have an ever-growing community. It was on Slack, but Slack kind of shut us down in most cryptocurrency-related groups. So we've moved over to Discord. So if you go to invite.with.pink, you can get an invite to Discord and come have a conversation with us, with our community. If you want to check out our Donate for Life platform, which is the philanthropic backbone of Pinkcoin, that website link is donate.with.pink. And as you can see, we're just crushing the with.pink website domain.
Right. And you're also on you have a subreddit, so let's mention that too, at reddit.com.
Yes, sir, reddit.com/r/pinkcoin.
Danny, before I let you go, let's talk about some of your partners and some of the other causes that you guys have been representing with Pinkcoin.
Yeah, so thank you. Since 2014, we have raised more than $500,000 for hurricane victims in Florida, Puerto Rico, and Texas. Some of the organizations that we've donated to include Disaster Philanthropy, Direct Relief, Habitat for Humanity, the National Breast Cancer Foundation, Black Girls Code, and the Houston SPCA.
We will definitely be in touch, and I appreciate your time this morning. Enjoy your vacation.
All right, I appreciate your time, Jason. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
That was Danny Johnson, CEO and co-founder of Pinkcoin. Pinkcoin is a cryptocurrency with a soul. The philanthropic aspect to Pinkcoin helps it stand out in the crypto space, and that nifty iOS app they just launched will surely help them gain more users, too. For links, check out the story that goes with this week's show. That file lives at KGORadio.com. We are also at Facebook.com/TechonomicsRadio, and I'm on the Twitters. I'm at KGOJason. Coming up after the break, we have the results from a digital space that continues to grow in users and in time spent. It's live video, streaming, real-time communication. The company is Talkbox, T-O-K Box. I'm Jason Middleton. This is Techonomics. Please come on back for that.